Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. You know, folks, whether you're dreaming of being a business owner or are actually working that dream, you're an actual small business owner right now. One thing is the same. You don't want your dream to become a nightmare. And one of the best ways to accomplish this is to learn as much as you can about how this dream will play out. What's going to be the elements of the dream? What are the likely steps in this dream that you're aspiring to? Of the many motivations that can cause someone to have a business owner dream, allow me to introduce you to four things that are common to all of us. And just below each one, right after each one of them, I'm going to include a counterbalancing reality, which will follow a quote from a popular movie. You remember the movie The Karate Kid? The reluctant mentor, the reluctant sensei, Mr. Miyagi, remember him? Remember what he said to Daniel-san, his protege, when he was trying to straighten him out? He said, "Daniel-san, everything not always as seem." Remember he said that in broken English, his wisdom in broken English? Well, I'm going to use that in every one of these four. So here's the first reason why you might think about becoming a small business owner: to achieve financial independence, if not wealth. Well, good for you. Who would have a problem with this business ownership motivation? The pursuit of financial independence is a primordial motivator, and business ownership is an excellent and high percentage way to do it. But everything not always as seen. Do you know how much most small business owners take home in a year? Most make less than they could earn if they were an employee. Do you know that? And even though you could hit that financial home run, there's a much greater chance that you'll just make a living. But if you truly love being a small business owner, that'll be okay. Reason two, to have more control of your life. This is an absolute possibility. As a business owner, you can focus your energy and time in the direction you want your life to go rather than hitching your wagon to someone else's star. Plus, you could be able to get away and attend your children's school events, work your schedule so you can attend your children's school events. This was a big deal to me, that part of it. But everything not always is seen. Even though business owners don't punch a clock, most work harder than they ever did as an employee. 1,000 things, including customers and even employees, will combine to demand more of you than any former boss. But here's the good news. You can work half days whenever you want, and you get to choose which 12 hours. Being responsible for everything your business does or fails to do will fight you for control. Reason number three, status. It's true, owning your own small business provides, as Fraser Crane would say, a certain je ne sais quoi, a difficult-to-describe feeling that you've arrived. You're at the top of the heap. It may be a small heap, but it's your heap. But everything not always is seen. Congratulations on the first thing you'll be in your own company, the president. But before you get too full of yourself, you'll also be the first salesperson, the first receptionist, the first accountant, the first janitor. You get the picture, right? Status is mercurial. If you ever achieve it, remember this. The status God giveth, and the status God taketh away. Reason number four is ego. In the chemistry of entrepreneurship, one of the active ingredients is ego. It's like ambition, except more about you than your goals. In its positive form, ego manifests as perseverance and determination, two things you definitely need to succeed in business. Indeed, many of the great innovations from which we benefit, you and I, every day, were born from someone's ego. Their ego made them try something harder, keep going when everything else told them to stop. Their ego wouldn't let them stop, and they found the breakthrough, and you and I are the beneficiaries of it. Ego is very important. But everything not always is seen. As a small business owner, you'll snatch crumbs of ego food wherever you can find it. On the same day your beautiful new website is launched, your best customer will change vendors, maybe without even telling you. When sales are down, expenses are up, and your banker's on the phone about an overdraft, your ego will feel more like a beagle than a lion. I have it on good authority that Mr. Murphy, as in Murphy's Law, was a small business owner. We've always known that. Murphy was a small business owner. Out here on Main Street, ego is a mercurial emotion. As you consider starting a business or taking the next step in the one you have, whether it be to add a new product line, build a new building site, expand your showroom, beef up your website, expand your social media strategy, open up an operation across town, across another part of the state. Maybe go public. Maybe even develop a franchise. Whatever your next step is, to start or to grow your business, remember Mr. Miyagi's wisdom and seek out the everything not always as seen factors. You may need help with those from those people who've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, right? Find those people. And if someone does, if you find that person who's been there, done that, and they do help you, if they're offering you advice, I encourage you to listen closely, because they're likely giving you advice they learned from a lesson that they're still making payments on. So remember, dream about your business with eyes wide open so it won't turn into a nightmare. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come after these messages. Here's Sir Elton to take us out. Seamstress for the band. Pretty eyed, pirate smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.